for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, King James Version, as taught to me some 50 years ago by my grandmother, Nancy Maud Ingram Gatlin. I can't remember if she gave me a quarter when I finally recited it word for word, but I do remember she gave me a big smile and a hug and a kiss. From that moment on, Psalm 23 became a true link between my grandmother and me, not only until the day she died, but forever. She told me that the 23rd Psalm was her favorite scripture, and that if I truly listened to it and kept it close to my heart, it would bless my life like it had hers. She said that it spoke of a relationship that could be ours with our Lord forever, if only we said yes to it and believed in its promises. I learned the 23rd Psalm because of my relationship with my grandmother. But by immersing myself in it throughout my life, I have grown in my relationship with our Lord. Each of today's readings speaks of relationship. Relationship with God. In the Old Testament reading from 1 Samuel, we learn that our relationship with God is one of trust. When God instructs Samuel to go to Bethlehem to anoint one of Jesse's sons as the new king, Samuel tells God that he is afraid Saul will kill him if he goes. God then tells him how he will protect him. And Samuel trusts God and goes to Bethlehem. I love the dialogue here between God and Samuel. God listens to Samuel, and Samuel listens to God. Our relationship with God is a two-way street. Like Samuel, we know and trust that God will listen to us and work for good in our lives. As Jesse's son, one after the other, were paraded in front of him, Samuel learned that he had to wait and trust God's wisdom, revelation, and timing. We're just like Samuel. It's tough to be patient with God. How many times have we prayed to God for something and immediately decided how and when God should answer our prayers? In fact, sometimes we're mad at God because our prayers weren't answered yesterday. As I read this lesson, I couldn't help but think about Mike's and Sarah's prayerful journey these past several years to have a child. I know they pictured being parents long before this past week. However, God waited, and they waited, and waited, and waited. And now they are truly blessed to parent a 7-pound, week-and-a-half-old baby boy with whom Sarah said they were instantly smitten. God's timing cannot be rushed. Our relationship with God needs to become one of trust, which we know is not easy because it is hard to wait. In the New Testament reading from Ephesians 5, our relationship with God is one of responsibility. The Apostle Paul tells us in this lesson that once we were in darkness, but now in the Lord, we are light. And we are instructed to live as children of the light. Children of the light is a term used by Paul to specifically refer to Christians. As Christians, we are called to act differently, to love one another, to please the Lord, and to do that which is good, right, and true. Take our parish, for example. We all made a deliberate decision to come here today and to worship with each other by being involved in various activities from Sunday and weekday services to adult education opportunities, to catechesis, to outreach, to Lenten suppers, to small groups, to music opportunities, to praying together. Not only do we grow in our relationship with God, but we grow in our relationship with each other. The more we invest of ourselves in our Christian community, the stronger our light becomes. As we live out the message of light in Ephesians 5, our relationship with God becomes not only one of Christian responsibility, but grows in joy. In the gospel reading from John, our relationship with God is one of growth. The blind man did not ask Jesus to heal him, did not express faith, and probably didn't know that much about Jesus. Still, Jesus healed him. Jesus came to lead each of us from darkness to light. He came to open each of our eyes. It is up to us whether we choose to see. What I love about this story is how the man grows in his understanding of his healing and of Jesus as he encounters his neighbors, the Pharisees, and Jesus. He told his neighbors that the man called Jesus healed him. In his first confrontation with the Pharisees, he referred to Jesus as a prophet. The second time the Pharisees confronted him, he told them that if Jesus was not from God, he could do nothing. When the man meets with Jesus at the end of the gospel lesson, he tells Jesus that he believes in him and proceeded to worship him. Wow. In today's gospel, this man clearly changed and grew in his understanding of Jesus. The blind man chose to see, and the Pharisees did not. My grandmother chose to see and helped me to do the same. What is our choice? Who is this man, Jesus, who came to open our eyes? The more we focus on Jesus, the more we will see. Our relationship with God truly is one of growth. In Psalm 23, our relationship with God is one of promise. Earlier, I told you that my grandmother said that if I kept the 23rd Psalm close to my heart, it would bless my life forever like it had hers. How true. She talked to me about each verse. But clearly, her favorite verse was the last one. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. She once told me that when she thought about the promise of life after death, she got excited. When grandmother was 89, she moved to the care section of the Asbury home in Maryland. Her short-term memory started to fade. She often couldn't remember names, and her strength started to slip away. They said she would often go days without really speaking. However, the twinkle in her eye and the knowing look on her face would start to return whenever I read to her from the Bible. One time, I grabbed my Revised Standard Version of the Bible instead of my King James Version, and Grandmother gave me the look. I never made that mistake again. As it became our practice during those 7+ years at Asbury, I would always end with the 23rd Psalm. And it was then that she would speak, alternating half verses with me. As I watched and listened to her, there was no mistaking that God was with her, truly guiding and leading her and preparing her way. It comforted her. It comforted me to know she had this relationship. The last time we said the psalm together, she got to the last verse and started with great anticipation. And I will, and I will, and I will. Then she stopped and looked at me and said, I'll do something. Wow. Though the actual words failed her, her memory gone, what she did have and experience was an excitement and true understanding of this psalm. She knew who was in relationship with her, the shepherd, God. And it is my prayer that each of us will have a relationship with God that is one of excitement and understanding and promise. Do you have a favorite passage of Scripture like my grandmother did? If so, pass it on. You never know whose life you will touch and whose eyes you will open. Through Psalm 23, my grandmother helped change my life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen.